Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Afro Man Strikes Back.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org. Support comes from the James at Ohio State, cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. Earlier this year, Adams County resident Joseph Foreman, better known to rap fans as Afro Man, prevailed in a defamation lawsuit that local law enforcement filed against him. Now, the rapper is turning the tables and filing a lawsuit of his own. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us through the viral legal saga.
Before law enforcement raided his home in 2022, Afro Man was known for his comedic stoner rap tracks, including his breakout song, Because I Got High.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up.
But once Adams County deputies kicked down his door and searched his home on suspicion of drug trafficking and kidnapping, Afro Man's songs took on a new focus, mocking the officers who took part in the unsuccessful search party. He used home footage from the raid to ridicule officers, including one who glanced at a pastry sitting on Afro Man's counter.
Mama's lemon pound cake. It tastes so nice. It made the sheriff wanna put down his gun and cut him a slice.
These songs and other taunting social media posts prompted legal action. In 2023, seven deputies filed a lawsuit against Afro Man for invasion of privacy and defamation. Megan Cuniff, an independent legal journalist who followed the case closely, says it became a question of free speech.
Is this just public parody or is it defamatory?
Adams County officers argued Afro Man's posts ruined their reputations. In court, Deputy Brian Newland said the rapper calling him a pedophile caused him to leave the sheriff's department.
I stopped going to my kids' games for a little bit because every time I would show up, everybody would be looking at me or something would be said to me and just spared their embarrassment.
Afro Man's lawyer, David Osborne Jr., argued that the musician's actions were protected by the First Amendment.
What does this message send if we find that music and social commentary, while maybe not the most tasteful thing in the world, is silenced because a public official?
In the end, the jury sided with Afro Man. Journalist Megan Cuniff says the whole thing went viral, not just for its implications on free speech, but some very bold fashion choices.
The appearance of Afro Man in the red, white, and blue suit that he wore, that right there just got people's attention.
And now that patriotic suit might get another day in court. Afro Man is launching civil charges against one former deputy, including malicious prosecution and infliction of emotional distress. Afro Man did not respond to a request for comment from the Ohio Newsroom, but in an interview with WCPO, he said he hoped to hold law enforcement accountable and recoup attorney costs.
I shouldn't have to pay out a whole bunch of money because you rated me wrong in the first place.
The former deputy's attorney declined an interview, saying his comments only serve as fodder for Afro Man's social media posts. He says their response will be made in court filings. In order to prove malicious prosecution, Afro Man's attorney will have to demonstrate that the police officer didn't actually think he had a case or willingly brought the case knowing it was false. Legal journalist Cuniff says that won't be easy.
I don't think overall he has much of a chance on that lawsuit. It's usually immunity for the police officers in the investigations.
The case will determine whether Afro Man can keep riding his courtroom high. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.